Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. Many have attended the Sky Family Revival concerts and have been greatly touched by the Holy Spirit. This program was created to keep that fire alive. Today is the day to wake up from all our worldly distractions to seek first the kingdom of God. Nothing will satisfy your soul like giving Jesus first place in your life. Nothing will restore our country except for those who are called by His name to start seeking the Lord with all their might. And this is revival, that we would seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Join us today. Let revival begin with you.
Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. We're glad you could join us today. This is Tom from the Sky Family. Before we start our lesson today, I want to encourage anyone who would like to schedule a Sky Family concert at your church or at your community gathering or your outdoor event, please give us a call at 508-887-1051. That number again is 508-887-1051. 1051. Or if you would like to schedule revival meetings, we are glad to be a part of what you're doing. We travel extensively. It doesn't matter where you live. We'll probably be able to work you into the schedule. So give us a call or go to our website. Just Google the Sky Family, and the email address tourmanager@theskies.org will be on there. You can contact us by email. Thank you. We look forward to seeing you. We're going to continue with our very pertinent lesson that we began last time with Matthew 18, verses 3 and 4, which say, "Truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever then humbles himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." We're continuing our examination of this verse today. As I mentioned last time, this is one of the most far-reaching words that Jesus spoke to us. It is far-reaching because he says, unless we are converted and become like children, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. And in Luke's version, it says, unless we become like little children, we can't even see the kingdom of God. And these are pretty conclusive words, and they force us to have to deal with them. He's not suggesting a better way to live. He is making an absolute statement of what is mandatory for entering his kingdom. And so today we'll examine what is mandatory about becoming like a child. What qualities is he looking for when he makes this sweeping statement? Well, we already covered last time the childlike quality of innocence being mandatory for seeing God. When we're very little, the world is full of beauty and excitement. But when we first indulge in sin, we start to lose our innocence, and with it goes all the enjoyment of God's lawful pleasures. So instead of sin being fun and fulfilling, it turns out that sin actually kills all of our enjoyment of the world around us, because sin brings death. And this is why we hardly ever see children outside playing anymore. They've lost their innocent enjoyment of the outdoors because of the sin that assaults them, even in the privacy of their homes, mainly via the media that comes in to their own houses. But repentance brings life and restores us to that world of nature, and the world around us begins to be beautiful to us again. This is what we covered last time, and to listen to that lesson, please Google Skies Revival Radio, and you will find it under Matthew Series Lesson 29, Part 1. Now, we are going to take a look at another childlike quality that is mandatory for entering God's kingdom, and that quality is humility. Little children have a degree of humility about them. A child, when he is very small, is correctable, and this is a real key. They are correctable when they are little. They are humble, and they are willing to learn. They don't think they know everything. But they lose it quickly when they get to the point of thinking they know it all. As soon as we think we know it all, we lose the element of childlikeness that is so essential for entering the kingdom of God. As soon as a child thinks he's smarter than his parents, which happens at a very early age in our society, then he's lost that essential element of being correctable. Many kids who are 5 years old already think they're smarter than their parents and have an amazing attitude of superiority, which is very abhorrent to God and to man. The parents are stupid in their eyes. And the children are bombarded with TV programs that portray parents as bumbling goofs and the kids as smart and savvy. A child who thinks his parents are stupid has lost the essential quality that enables him to see the kingdom of God. And now we all seem to have lost that. But regaining that childlike innocence is found in repentance. I want to offer hope that as soon as we humble ourselves before God and say that we're sorry and repent, we regain that childlikeness that is beautiful to God. When we get to the end of ourselves and we go to the Lord and say, "I'm sorry, please forgive me," in that moment we become the righteousness of Jesus. Repentance is the key element. This key element of repentance is practically unheard of today. We have introduced a new gospel that does not require repentance. In fact, in some circles right now, people are being taught that if they repent, they are offending the grace of God. Do not believe that teaching, no matter how popular it becomes. That is not the word of God. The word of God says, repent for the forgiveness of sins. This element of repentance is the key that restores to us humility and innocence. Now the Lord says, unless you regain that innocence or childlikeness, you can't even enter the kingdom of God. And this is the beauty of the old-fashioned gospel. God can actually restore that which was lost. But the interesting thing of it is this. The innocence that we have when we are young, when we are little kids, and the innocence that Adam and Eve had in the garden was actually more akin to being naive than being innocent. They were naive in their innocence. And what is naive? Naive is thinking you can get involved with sin and not pay the consequences. Naive is for a young woman to go into a bar, have a couple of drinks, and just go there for the music, meet a guy, go home with him, have a good time, and think that it won't destroy her life. That is a classic example of naive. I'm okay, I'm not going to get into trouble, I just love to dance. And then, in nanoseconds, her life is gone. Her life is over. Things happen she can never recover from. To think that we can touch and handle sin without paying the price is naivety. When we lose our innocence, in many ways, we're losing our naivety. This is one of the awesome sovereign works of God concerning the fall of man and our redemption. We learn what it means to be naive, and what it means to lose your naivety, and what it means to obtain real innocence. And this is an awesome thing. We have a word for that here at the Prince Edward Island Bible Institute. We have a word for that in the Skies Ministry. We call it willful innocence. We have looked upon evil and we don't want it anymore. We have indulged in sin and we don't want to sin anymore. We want to become innocent. This is willful innocence. Willful innocence is to regain the innocence we lost through naivety and to get it back, this time by determination and by choice. By a determined effort, we obtain the truth of innocence and become like little children again. Not because we were born that way, but because we want it. And so we encourage people everywhere to strive for willful innocence, to become like a child, this time by choice, this time because we want the beauty of innocence, this time because we know it is where God dwells and it is obtainable. The kingdom of heaven is for those who are incorruptible, those who have looked on sin or even been indulged in sin and have learned to hate sin. And no matter how much sin is put in front of their face, they won't take it because they love God's ways. This is someone who has chosen innocence. They want to think on the things that are good and pure and holy. God has made a way to get back our innocence. And how do we do this? Well, let's go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 33. This is a passage that we use continually in our ministry, the Fellowship of the Unashamed, in our school, the Prince Edward Island Bible Institute. We use this passage often because it is an inexhaustible source of instruction. It says, verses 15 through 17, "He who stops his ears from hearing about bloodshed and shuts his eyes from looking upon evil, he will dwell on the heights. His refuge will be the impregnable rock. His bread will be given him. His water will be sure. And your eyes will see the king in his beauty." Again, Isaiah 33, 15 through 17. We lose our innocence through our sensory perception and through actual sin. We are bombarded with all vileness through our eyes and our ears. And through this bombarding of wickedness, we lose our childlikeness. We are bombarded by lust-stimulating images that corrupt us from within. As our thoughts are undisciplined and run after whatever we happen to see, we become entirely polluted from inside. The word addresses this by saying that we must be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we must take captive every thought. Well, we read these things, and we also read from Psalm 101, which says, "I will walk within my house in the integrity of my heart. I will set no worthless thing before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not fasten its grip on me. A perverse heart shall depart from me, and I will know no evil." If this verse were not written for us today, I don't know what is, because the media has brought perversion and lust and all wickedness right into our house, and it is in our house where we need to begin to walk with integrity. As we read these things, we decided as a family to take it seriously and to actually do what the word said, to deal with these things. And so we examined our media content and found it was, for the most part, very offensive to God and contrary to his word, which says we are to think upon all that is good and true and pure and lovely. And we were a family that was very careful about what we viewed, and we were shocked by how much of the content was against God's word. And so we decided to take a challenge to put away our worldly media for a year. We didn't even know if it was possible. We're such creatures of the media, we're so addicted to it, that we didn't even know if this was possible to do. But what we found was that not only did we live, but we began to regain our innocence by seeking Jesus with all of our heart and blocking out the sensory input that was against God. We made a commitment called the Fellowship of the Unashamed Commitment to turn off secular media. We did it initially as a fast, to do something to get close to God. You know, it's harder to fast from media than it is to fast from food. And so we thought that would be a good thing to fast from in order to seek the Lord more earnestly. But as we took this commitment and we began to enjoy the life of Christ flowing into our veins again, it has gone from being a good idea and a voluntary fast to becoming a real necessary step for seeing God. After we took this commitment to shut off the media and had gone for a number of months, we found we actually became alive in Christ. We started to regain that innocence that had been lost. And then we started seeing the beauty of the kingdom of God. And then the further we went, the clearer the kingdom of God became, until ultimately we realized that if you don't have worldly disgusting input, you regain your innocence. And in regaining your innocence, you get to see God. This is the good way to walk in. And as the media gets more and more perverse, more and more offensive, more and more openly arrogant against God, as it becomes openly blasphemous to our wonderful God, it has become impossible to indulge in it and maintain innocence and childlikeness before God. So our quest for willful innocence begins with repentance, recognizing where we are, and asking God to restore our innocence and to bring us back to that place. And then it is to take the necessary steps to put out of our mind the things that stimulate our minds to lust and perversion and all manner of evil. So taking the practical steps, this is picking up the cross of Christ in the Western Hemisphere today, putting aside these things that have such a grip on us and saying, no, I'm going to walk like David said, in the integrity of my heart. I hate the work of those who fall away. It will not fasten its grip on me. So let us come before the Lord and become like little children and say, Lord, make me correctable. Restore my innocence. I want to see God. God will hear that prayer. This Fellowship of the Unashamed Commitment is a very good one, and I want you to look it up on our website, and then I want you to take it. You can find a copy of this commitment by Googling Sky Family Fellowship Commitment, or by downloading our book, The Narrow Gate, and it's on the last page. You might think you can't do it, like we thought we couldn't do it, but when we did, it changed our lives so radically for good. It is well worth making the effort to do this. As you sign up on the Fellowship Commitment to turn away from the secular media, to turn it off, the first month, be prepared, you're going to think you're going to die. You don't think you can possibly live, because it really is like a drug and we go through a withdrawal stage. But hold firm. Seek the Lord. Spend time with Jesus instead. Don't just sit there doing nothing. Pull out the Word of God. Pull out edifying books and fill your mind with what is good. Hold firm. And as you continue for another month and then another month, by the time you go through 3 months of putting aside all this worldly junk, you will begin to experience a life and a joy that you have not felt for a very long time. It is the life of the Holy Spirit. It is the river of living water flowing up through you, because you are actually seeking the Lord instead of being stimulated by all the worldly lusts around you. This is called obedience. This is called picking up the cross of Christ. This is what pleases God, that we would become blameless, innocent children of God in the midst of a perverse generation. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, please make us to be those blameless, innocent children of God. Please help us to make the necessary steps to turn away from the corruption around us, that we might begin to see you, that we may begin to seek you with all of our heart. Lord, please may revival begin with us. May you make us to be without spot or blemish, without shame when we see you, that instead of running away and hiding, Lord, we will run to you because we are not ashamed. Lord, may revival begin with me today in Jesus' name. Amen. We have uplifting and edifying material available on our website, skiesrevivalradio.org. The first book of the Revival Begins With You series is perhaps the most inspiring of all. It's called Through the Narrow Gate, The Surprising Door to Radiant Life. It will help you to sort through all the noise and take you back to the genuine old-fashioned gospel that's reminiscent of George Whitefield, D.L. Moody, and Charles Spurgeon. It's available in both printed and digital formats. And our Celtic Revival CD is also available, along with our brand new CD called Courageous. All of these will lift your spirit up to the heavenlies. Please type in Skies Revival Radio and take advantage of these books and CDs, especially made to lift you up out of the miry clay and set your feet on the straight and narrow path that leads to life.
These radio programs are aired weekly all across the country and on internet radio. It is a faith ministry, and they are supported only by the Sky Family and a little group of concerned Christians who contribute to the radio ministry. If you have been helped or encouraged or edified in any way, would you consider joining that small group to keep these broadcasts going out? It takes a lot of money to produce these programs and to get them out to those who can hear and be encouraged to begin the exciting adventure of personal revival. Your joining with us in this ministry would be a real blessing to many people. Because we don't deduct any kind of administration fee, every dollar you send goes directly to getting the gospel out into this dark world. So even a small donation goes a long way. If you go online and type in Skies Revival Radio, our homepage will come up. Somewhere on the page will be a donate button. If you click on that, you will find a number of ways you can join us in this important work. Or call us at 508-887-1051. That's 508-887-1051. Or email us at tourmanager@theskies.org. If you can't afford anything, don't worry. You can still join our team by standing in the gap and praying with us week by week as the broadcasts go out. It takes a lot of money and a lot of prayer to have the gospel go forth through the media. Thanks so much for your help financially and in prayer. May God bless you.
This song is from the Skies Fiery Faith and Fiddles CD, which is available on the Sky Family website or iTunes.
Place your gold in the dust, lay it down among the stones. Turn your heart away, put your trust in God alone. The Almighty will be your gold and joy silver to you. You'll delight in the Almighty, He will turn His face to you. You will pray and He will hear you. Speak, it shall be done. His light will shine upon you. When you are cast down, the Almighty will be your God. The Almighty will be your God. For the humble person needs your gold in the dust. Lay it down among the stones.
Turn your heart away. Put your trust in God alone. The Almighty will be your gold and joy silver to you. You'll delight in the Almighty. He will turn his face to you.
You will pray and he will hear you. Speak, it shall be done. His light will shine upon you. When you are cast down, the Almighty will be your God. The Almighty will be your God. For the humble person, he will say.